This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 76, the number one success strategy for matching headings to paragraphs. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, you're going to get the 1 minute system step by step for matching headings to paragraphs.
Get the seven easy steps to a seven or higher on the IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/seven. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Hey,
I'm feeling
Lindsay.
A little bit better now. So
yeah, you sound energized. Have you?
I sound energized this
did
time.
Did you just have a snack? Did you
go
for a run?
A quick snack, you know, under the table, grab something. Yes, absolutely. And you, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm excited to be talking about reading today because we get a lot of questions on reading, but it's kind of hard to fit like specific reading topics into a short podcast.
So. It is really tough. Yeah. And we don't have too much time to go too in depth. That's why we have our course, right?
Exactly.
And we can go into more depth there. But today we want to help our listeners out with the matching headings to paragraph questions in the reading test.
Yes.
Scary.
So the students are, we touched on this a few weeks ago because we said that true, false, not given, yes, no, not given. Like that's one of the most freaky outy questions for students.
Yes. Likely to freak out, in other words.
The other, like, most panic-laden, I'll say. The other most panic-laden question is this, the matching headings to paragraphs. So, first thing, guys, really good news. This should be one of the easiest, fastest questions.
Ooh, that is good news.
Should be.
Okay, it should be. But why isn't it? Why isn't it easy for people? What do you think?
Because people don't have the right strategy and they think too much and they read too much.
People don't have the right strategy. They think too much and they read too much. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Headings are main ideas. All right. Where do we find main ideas? Well, like usually in the first and last sentence of the paragraph.
Okay.
So you know where the answer is. Like you know that this is where you're supposed to match, right? But people like second guess themselves too much and then they read too much and they
make it more complicated than it is, right?
Exactly, exactly. So remember that the main idea should be in the beginning and end of the paragraph. So first two lines, last two lines.
Okay.
And I've practiced this strategy in thousands of reading passages, and I can promise you guys that at least 75% of the answers for headings, not for all the answers, but for headings, are in the beginning and end of the paragraphs. Like, I promise
you. So the odds are good if we go for the beginning and the end. Yeah.
Exactly. So there might be one or two paragraphs where you can't match.
Okay.
In that case, you skip it. Go to the next paragraph, do the quick ones, and then it's way easier to go back.
Awesome. Awesome. I like that. Okay. Are there any other tips and tricks, Jessica, that you can offer our listeners for this type of question?
Yeah, let's talk about the strategy.
Okay.
Let's talk about the strategy. Of course, in our Three Keys IELTS course, you get practice with this and examples and stuff. Yeah. So if you don't quite understand today, guys, that's okay. Check out our website, you know, check our stuff out. We have more material. So, all right. So step one, as always with reading, you skim the passage. So this is about a minute. And I know matching headings to paragraphs is the only question that actually comes before the passage.
Okay.
So it confuses students. They start looking at this question. Don't do that. You're wasting your time.
Okay.
You don't know what you're looking at yet. So always, 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 first step, spend 1 minute skimming the passage. That means read the beginning and end of every paragraph.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Always your first step. And then, so headings, you go back to the headings.
Okay.
Read all the headings. There's more headings than you need always.
Mm-hmm.
You read all the headings, underline keywords.
Okay. Underline keywords right on your test. Okay.
Exactly. So these are the information words, the important words, names, numbers, important nouns.
Yeah, I know. I know some of our listeners feel like it's hard to find keywords, and we've talked about that in other episodes too, right? So just go to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and type in keywords and see what comes up.
Yeah.
And see what you can find there. Yeah.
We've talked about this. Yeah. So, also, guys, don't worry about this too much. Like, there's not one right answer for keywords. Okay. This, like, don't worry about it. This is simply to help you focus on the information.
What's important,
right? It's your tool. Yeah, exactly. So underline keywords and then go to paragraph one. Okay. Read the beginning. That's the first two lines. If it's a huge paragraph, read the first three lines. Mm-hmm. You guys are smart.
Yeah, figure it out.
You can figure it out. So read the beginning. This is where you read carefully. The read in detail, the read carefully. Okay. So you read the first two or three lines carefully, go back to the headings and try and match.
Okay.
Now, don't think too much about meaning. Don't think too much here, guys. You're simply matching vocabulary. You're just matching parallel expressions. Mm. Do you see words in the paragraph that mean the same thing as this heading? I bet that's the answer.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So don't overcomplicate it.
Okay. I like that.
If you can't match from the beginning of the paragraph, mm-hmm. read the end of the paragraph, the last two or three lines. Again, try and match.
Yeah.
If you still cannot match, then skip it. Go to the next one. Go to the next paragraph.
And how much time would you spend trying to kind of stumbling over an answer or a heading before you would move on?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the general rule for all question types is try not to spend more than a minute.
Okay. A minute.
I mean, you can't time yourself. You can't look at the clock all the time, but that's one of the reasons why practice is so important. So you get used to what a minute feels like.
Yeah, that's huge. You know? Practice is huge. You guys can't just listen to this podcast and go ahead and go into the test. You've got to practice.
Yeah. Especially this, guys. I told you it's one of the easiest question types, and it is, but only if you know this strategy. Only if you practice this strategy again and again so it feels comfortable, it feels natural to you, you know? So the rookie mistakes, the dangers that students get into here is when they second guess themselves and they're like, oh, well, you know, I match these words, but I still don't know if it means the same thing. I better read some more.
And then they change their answer. No.
Yeah, always. Because, IELTS is designed well. Like, these headings, these questions are written well. There will be distractors that if you keep reading in more of the paragraph, you're going to see words that match wrong answers.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Don't fall into
they're going to trick you.
Yeah, so those are traps that have been designed for you guys. And don't fall into them. Don't second guess yourself. We say that on tests all the time, right? Often your first answer is correct. And then if we go back and change it, it's probably going to be wrong.
Exactly. So trust yourself. Trust that you can match these parallel expressions, match these words, but make sure that all the keywords from the heading match something in the paragraph, right? Don't just match one keyword and be like, oh, that's the answer.
Yeah.
No, you have to make sure everything matches. Okay. So after you do the easy ones, like we talked about, where at least 75% will be in the beginning and end, after you find those answers, then you go back to the one or two paragraphs that were difficult. And then read more. Of course, you have to in order to get the right answer. Okay. So in those cases, spend a little bit more time, read more of the paragraph. And honestly, guys, like usually the answer's in the very next sentence. You know what I mean? So if it's not in the first three lines, it's going to be in the fourth line.
Okay. So somewhere in the middle, slightly moving into the middle of the paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay. Woof. So that is the strategy.
Does all that make
sense? It makes sense.
That's kind of
complicated. It's a lot to go through in 15 minutes. And again, we can't go into too much depth. But, you know, we've got the building blocks here, the basics, right? And it's up to you guys to take it a little bit deeper, you know, however you want to do that. But again, so having these strategies is so important. We need to, and not just having them, but practicing them beforehand so we can go in there and feel like we have the tools that we need to pass this exam. Because we don't want you guys taking this exam four times, right? Nobody wants
a waste
to take
of money.
This exam four times.
Oh my gosh.
$800 to take this exam
that's
four
ridiculous.
Times. Crazy, guys.
Yeah, at least.
Get it right
no,
the first
ridiculous.
Or second time. Don't waste your time. If you are looking for a step-by-step IELTS cheat sheet that will show you the 7 steps to follow to get going in a positive direction with your IELTS preparation, you can get it now. Get the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/7. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN.
And also, guys, just be aware that there are 2 kinds of questions about paragraphs. So the one we just discussed, the matching headings, mm-hmm. where they're the main idea, that's the most common. So if you see matching headings, that's probably going to be the question type, but still read the directions, because there is another type of matching headings where it's not headings, it's information from the paragraph. So those aren't main ideas. Those are details.
Ooh, that's important. So read the directions.
Read the directions. So that one is very rare. We don't see that very often on the reading mm-hmm. test, but still read the directions. So in that case, guys, those details are going to be found in the middle, right? We know how to organize a paragraph, so you know where to look okay. for main ideas and for details. So use your common sense.
Common sense, and don't overcomplicate it. Awesome. Exactly. Ooh, this has been helpful.
So hopefully, listeners, you guys can listen to this a couple times and then get some practice tests and practice this strategy, this system. Visit our website if you want some more hints and tricks. Yep. Lindsay, what's our website?
Okay, so again, it's IELTS.allearsenglish.com. So come on over there, guys. And we know you're busy, but this is a priority, right? We want you guys to move on with your life. We want you to get that into that school, that graduate program, that medical school, whatever it is that you want to do. And the IELTS is the roadblock in your way. So we want to help you guys to get beyond that roadblock, right, Jessica?
So you just use all the resources available to you, mm-hmm. but, you know, be choosy. So Lindsay and I spend a great deal of our time looking at resources and finding recommendations and good strategies for you guys. So the goal of our website is to put all of our resources and material in one place. You guys know where to find all this awesome, awesome information Absolutely. That will help you get that 7 or higher. So check it out, guys.
All right. Very cool. Thanks for hanging out, Jessica. Have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. It's summertime. I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy.
I don't want to mention it anymore. I'll just pretend I'm going to be outside
and kind of visit, you know?
Yeah. That's all right. We have a beautiful patio, luckily. So awesome. I have lots of outside space I can lay out.
Yeah, you can set yourself up there out on the patio and enjoy reading and stuff. That's cool. That works too. All right. Well,
that's fine.
Have a good time either way. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.